You're tuned into the Awakening Zone Radio Network, your news and information source for empowered spiritual awakening.
Everyone, welcome to another episode of New Energy Birthing. We are so happy to have you here live, and for all those that listen later in the archives, we are so glad that you are joining us, whether now or later. I'm Kathleen Reading Haas, and I am one of the co-hosts for New Energy Birthing, and I would love to say hello to the wonderful co-host, Reisha.
Hello, and hello to everybody listening.
We just want to remind... Finland. Yes, that's right. She is from Finland. We are at very opposite ends of the same day today. But she's ending her day, and I'm still just coming to midday. So I just want to remind everyone, if you have found us on Blog Talk Radio, we would love to have you come over to awakeningzone.com. It's fun. We have a chat room. You can chat with other listeners, and you can ask questions. And you'll find a lot of really interesting and absolutely free shows that are so enlightening on awakeningzone.com. So thank you so much. And for those of you that are in the chat room and that have come over to the Awakening Zone, we want to remind you that we have a call-in number. It is area 714-364-4335, and you will find that right above the chat room. So if you have any calls, please call in and let us know when you hear the prompt that you have a question, and we will get to your question. To everyone, thanks for joining us.
Yes, and I will also add that if you are calling from abroad, you can call via Skype, but then you need to put in the plus one in front of the number.
Perfect, yeah. Call in on Skype.
Yeah. And you can find the number in Awakening Zone in the red tab.
Great.
Okay, so... why don't you all there get comfortable just for a short while now that Kathleen is going to breathe with us, just for a moment, and let us all gather our energies for this episode today. Okay, thank you, Kathleen.
Great, thank you. Let's do that. We're just going to have a short breathing time because we're going to have an experience at the end of this show. But for now, I invite you to, wherever you are, just as Reita said, just take a moment, wherever you are, and gather your energies. And you can do this through the breath. It is simply a choice. So I invite you to take a nice, deep, and conscious breath, never forcing the breath to go within you, but rather opening a space and allowing the breath to effortlessly just think, allow the breath to go very deep within you. This is a beautiful way of gathering yourself together, no matter what time of the day that you may be listening, to be in what we call the point of presence, where you show up just for you in this breath. So I invite you to breathe nice, gentle, and notice the rhythm of your own breath as you breathe just for you. Invite all of you to be here in this moment. Beautiful. Thank you. And thank you for showing up, and thank you for showing up through the breath.
Okay, thank you, Kathleen. Now, today our episode is about busting the myth of a super prego. Could you explain a little bit what you mean by the super prego?
Well, I'm sure that there's a lot of people that look at that and say, exactly, what does that mean? As we work with our clients, Raith and I and the other doulas and birth practitioners, concepts that we work with has to do with how to care for our clients. How do our clients care for themselves during pregnancy? But for those that are listening that are not in the experience of pregnancy and childbirth, the same thing applies to any type of rebirthing process that you might be going through. And many of us have the awareness that we have rebirthed many times in one lifetime. Super prego is a term. I use it to describe the woman who's trying to do it all. She's trying to be the superwoman. She's trying to be the super pregnant woman, not letting this pregnancy change her or slow her down in any way. There seems to be a desire just to prove to everybody around, hey, I can still do everything that I've always done. Really, an interesting news story a few weeks ago about a woman in the U.S. She is a 5-time U.S. national champion. She's a runner, and she ran the 800-meter in the U.S. track and field championships a few weeks ago. But what really made the headlines of this story was at the time of the race, she was 8.5 months pregnant. And the headlines included some words like awe-inspiring and phrases like she was a winner even though she finished last. But she also came under a lot of criticism from those that felt it was really an unwise thing to do. They interviewed this woman, and she's been running all of her life. Like I said, she's a 5-time U.S. national champion. And she said that she did consult with her doctor to continue about her plan to continue running all during her pregnancy. And her doctor encouraged the idea. And this is what she said. She said, that encouragement took away any fear of what the outside world might think about a woman running during her pregnancy. What I found out mostly was that exercise during pregnancy is actually much better for the mom and the baby. I did all the things I normally do. I just happened to be pregnant. This is my normal this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had the story in the news here in Finland as well. And I read some comments that people left in the internet, and I felt really sad to read some of the comments, especially the comments that men made. Many of the men especially felt that women should really stay normal, they stay strong and continue life and continue working as if it was just another day, as if nothing was different, even though the woman is pregnant and carrying a baby, really making a baby from scratch. Those who have been pregnant know that it's not so easy. So women do face really, really a lot of pressure these days to stay normal during pregnancy. There are still many people who value a human's worth in the amount of work he or she is able to do, how productive and effective they can be, especially in the modern Western culture where women are seen as equals to men. And even though women are equal, they're still different. It's not the same as men.
Absolutely, and that's an interesting pressure, isn't it, to society and even gender-based for women to stay normal during pregnancy. Her story is really an interesting one to take a look at. She knew. I mean, she was clear that her choice to do this would come under a lot of judgment. But ultimately, she made a choice, and it was her right to make that choice. Mm-hmm. And I don't bring this up to judge her decision right or wrong, because it was really her experience to create. But I just, Reza and I just felt it was an interesting thing to bring up as an example of some of that women make during pregnancy, or any other kind of rebirthing where you're feeling the pressure to be normal when you feel anything but normal. It really brings up something to feel into. Is this pregnancy, or is this rebirthing, or this creation that maybe you're birthing a creation, is that something to fit into your life with just the choice, okay, I'm just going to go on as normal, or is it a unique time unto its own? Energetically speaking, I would have you consider the uniqueness of this time. I mean, and if you're pregnant, you are hosting someone for a lifetime. To me, that's a pretty unique time in someone's life. Or perhaps you're birthing in your light body, inviting soul in, or going through a time of integration or birthing creation.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and it is a special time. We often heard the phrase that pregnancy is not an illness. Well, it isn't. It's true, it's not an illness. But it doesn't mean it's just another normal time in a woman's life either, or anybody's life. Why not make it special, unique? It's like saying Christmas is just another day. It may not be... Yeah, well, Christmas is another day, but why not make it special? Because it adds to the experience. It gives so much more. And it may not be easy for women and for anybody to accept that idea that you are allowed to make that time special and you are allowed to nurture yourself. So how would you help, Kathleen, when you have clients, how would you help them to get into that nurturing energy and tune themselves into a little bit more softer side?
I know that I do what other doulas do as well. With my clients, I really invite them to kind of carve out this time, to really create this time of birthing and to have it look and feel really different than any other part of what they would consider their normal life. It can be such a unique experience. And as I have them help them, invite them to create this time, I really fill the space with compassion. Have them fill it with compassion for them first. It can be a time to really honor the experience that you're creating and to really consider, how do I want to treat myself during this time?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And doulas, they will invite their clients. They invite you to take this time of birthing to nurture yourself. But what does this nurturing really mean? How do you nurture yourself in a practical level? What does it mean?
I think it can mean several things. One of the things that I would consider, how people consider, is just to be present. Be present in your physical body and in your entire body of consciousness, which is each and every part of you. I just feel it's a time to really show up really show up for yourself and honor what you're creating. New energy birthing is about making conscious choices through every part of your experience. Can you choose to make this a time of nurture for you? So part of nurturing is being present and nurturing, being present in their bodies and nurturing their physical bodies. And we really must say this isn't just for the mothers. It's equally important for the fathers to nurture themselves during this time of connection, during this time that they're bringing in their incoming child. The fathers are co-creating this experience, and we really want the dads to connect from a loving and nurturing place within themselves as well, because that can be felt.
Yes, we don't want to leave the fathers behind.
It's
important for them too.
No.
The whole family. Yes. So it can sound a little difficult for someone who's not used to nurturing. Can you give some examples in just everyday life how to do that? How to nurture yourself?
Sure. It's very intuitive, I think, once you are really clear and present in your body. But I would, with my clients and with anyone going through any kind of a birthing process, I would invite them to feed their senses. Surround yourself with things that really feed your senses, your physical senses. For example, you take a walk in the woods. Think of how that can be a feast for your eyes, as well as all the other physical senses. What might you hear? What might you touch? Might you even taste? Maybe it's a walk to the beach. Maybe it's a walk in the woods. There are so many things that we can connect with to assist us in really feeding our senses. And it's very sensual as you really feel into what are you experiencing. Taking that time to notice, what am I hearing? How does the bird that's way up in the tree, how does that not only hear, what does it sound like, but how does that feel to me as I'm hearing that song? And not only is it just wonderful for you and what we want the parents to do or anyone going through a birthing process, you are really sending out that energy of nurture to the incoming child. Let them feel that. Let them feel those nurturing feelings as you are mindful of yourself. The invitation that goes out from a nurturing place within you is very, very different than the invitation that comes from an unconscious and a chaotic place.
Mm-hmm, sure. So being aware, letting yourself be sensual, being mindful, it isn't that difficult after all.
No.
So how about physical activity? How about exercising? Do we go to sports competitions or what is your advice?
Well, again, I think it is really being very present with yourself. What is it my body is really feeling? Your doula will encourage you to create a gentle flow of energy in the body. And that can be done a lot of different ways. A gentle flow of energy. It's still very different. I'll give you an example of one of my clients. With one of her pregnancies, where I was not her doula, she exercised really vigorously on a treadmill during her pregnancy. And when she came to me, I really invited her to take a look at moving energy in a different way, the moving energy in a more gentle way, in a more mindful way. And she noticed a big difference when she changed to a more gentle way of moving energy in her body. Everything felt different in her body when she went from this hard, pounding, running on the treadmill every day to one of the more gentler ways of moving energy, even taking a walk, so different than that hard run on the treadmill. But if you do that, you have to be aware that for some of your clients or some people, even you yourself, it might involve letting go of judgments, the judgments that will come of others, but more importantly, that self-judgment when you're moving to a more gentle way of working with your body during pregnancy. You know, there's a lot of judgment about the body and how it should look all throughout your life, from the time you're a child all the way through. There's just a lot of judgment out there. And that goes for pregnancy as well. Pregnant women, or women in general, there's some kind of, we call them bragging rights, and things they like to kind of brag about during their pregnancy. And some women feel it's really important to tell others how little weight that they gain during their pregnancy. And for other women, that just immediately puts them in a place of self-judgment.
Mm-hmm. Judgment of the body. It can cause the pregnancy to be more difficult.
Yes.
It is resistance. It's resistance towards the body. It's resistance also to the baby or whatever people are creating. It creates resistance right back from the body, from the baby. It can go as far as going into labor too early. If the mother doesn't want to get big, doesn't want her body to get too big, and mm-hmm. doesn't want the baby to get big, so it's easier to give birth, well, the body might just do that. It doesn't allow the baby to get bigger, and they might just go into premature labor. And mm-hmm. also, if the body really needs to rest and the mother doesn't listen and just pushes her body to exercise, the body might need to force the mama to rest. And that probably doesn't happen in a very nurturing way. So
mm-hmm.
you could just listen to your body. Our society today, it holds so much value to staying slim and being fit. Women often do feel that they fail if they don't fit into these standards. I'm sure there are many, many listeners who have had babies or even just going through life that they can relate to this. What we do is we wish to create another kind of standard for expectant mothers and women and the whole family. How to be nurturing to yourself during pregnancy and make it a very, very special time for the whole family. And there are ways to move energy in the body without running in the treadmill or training to Olympics.
It's absolutely true. And of course, as a doula, we will always tell you that the very, very best way to keep energy moving in the body is by breathing. And some of these
mm-hmm.
activities, like gently walking or some of the other more gentle ways, they get you breathing anyway, but all the breathing that your doula will do with you will really assist you, because you will have a lot of energy moving as you work during your pregnancy with your doula.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, how about food? How about the nurturing side of food, what to eat, what do a doula's advise their clients to do with nutrition?
It's a great question, and it's, again, when you are present in your body, when you have made a lovely connection with your body, you will want to pay attention to what your body is wanting to eat. What foods are you noticing also that could be really difficult for your body? And you might find just your preferences change, all from either not being pregnant to when you're pregnant, or even those people outside of pregnancy who are working with, say, the light body coming in, or mm-hmm. are working or creating or birthing a creation tension, you may really notice that your body is partnering with you so beautifully in saying, oh, let's not eat that, or, ooh, that sounds really, really good. It's been a thing for years and years and years, the cravings that pregnant women have. And sometimes I can remember when I was little, hearing always, you know, pickles and ice cream. I heard that just about my whole life. But it's not necessarily about the pickles and the ice cream. It's about what is in those foods that the body is needing and wanting. So one thing that a doula's will have you really take a look at if you work with them, is the amount of meat in your diet. And there's all kinds of reasons for that that your doula will explain to you. But if you're working with a medical practitioner, it's always a good idea to communicate those things with that. I'm really feeling like I want to eat this and I want to eat that, so that you can let your medical practitioner know. It's a way of opening their awareness to how your body's doing during this time.
Yes. And I have found with my clients that the babies do guide their mothers or their bodies, mother's bodies guide on what to eat. And it really isn't always what the mother would choose for herself. For example, if the mother wants to eat that meat, but the body is just not dealing with that very well. So, yes, I think it's actually a big part of the nurturing to listen to your body. And just don't force the body to, by eating what you want, just listen what it needs. Listen what goes in smoothly, because it may just be quite unpleasant when you don't when you don't listen. Yeah.
Okay. I agree.
So I think we are going to have a small break now. Listen to some announcements. And then we will get right back to our topic.
Great.
We'll see
you shortly.
Yes.
Hello, I'm Tracy Smith, co-founder of A Creative Space and a business coach. A Creative Space is all about helping people create lives they love, doing what they love with people they love in places they love. In the course of my work, I often find the main obstacle people face is money. They often feel they just can't make money doing what they love, and this sent me looking for something that would help. And I found the work of Kendall Summerhawk, and in particular, the Sacred Money Archetype she's created. The Sacred Money Archetypes transformed my relationship with money, and I would love to help you do the same. So I created a special Sacred Money Archetype program exclusively for the Awakening Zone Academy. In this program, you'll discover your Sacred Money Archetype, and this will unlock what makes you tick when it comes to money. So you can stop wasting precious time and energy trying to fit yourself into a box of what you think you should do money-wise, and instead empower yourself with money. The program is in three parts and is currently available for a limited time on the Awakening Zone Academy. So register now at awakeningzone.com. I look forward to you joining me.
That is a very great reminder to check out the Awakening Zone Academy. There are some great classes, some great streaming classes, and you can find them at the top of the page when you're on the awakeningzone.com. And also in line with that, talking about money, talking about finances, one of the most interesting energy stories we carry involves money and finances. Many people are getting really tired of not having enough money or having just enough to get by. So if you want to take a look at changing that old energy dynamic, we invite you to attend Adama St. Germain's Abundance Clinic. And it's available now at www.crimsoncircle.com. And it might be the most effective and profound abundance clinic ever offered, and it's absolutely free of charge. You won't be spammed or invited to sign up for any other programming. So we invite you to check that out in the store at crimsoncircle.com. Okay, well, we are back from our break.
Okay, and I'm still online, I hope.
Yes, you are.
Oh, great. So.
And our listeners can always let us know if they don't hear both of us, so we're
yes.
Counting on you to make sure we can. So, wonderful.
Okay. So, we have the staying or being present in our bodies, feeding the senses, keeping the energy moving, feeding the body. Is there anything else that you would like to add, how to nurture yourself?
Yes, taking time every day to gather yourself and to be present, as we talked about. This is I think it's especially important in the morning as you come out of dream state. The breath, if you just take some breath, and I tell my clients to do this, my pregnant clients and my other clients that I work with as well, just take a few breaths and invite all of yourself to gather back. Dream state can be pretty intense. And for the pregnant couple, there might be some things especially that they're doing in a dream state. So just taking that time to gather themselves back. And I would also say be very mindful of what you're choosing in every moment. That is also a beautiful way to nurture yourself. In this new energy, working with energy in a completely different way, can you allow yourself to be present in the very moment you're in and make choices different than you thought you were supposed to be doing? And I know for my doula clients, that can be really challenging, but once they start to get it, to just stop and get out of their minds for a moment and just really feel, what is it I feel drawn to do next? It really changes the way, and it is paying more attention to yourself, and it is a type of nurturing. Also, resting when your body needs to rest. When you're really present in your body, it really allows you to feel what your body is needing. We've talked about when it needs to move, when it needs gentle flow, what foods it needs to eat. But it also needs to rest from time to time. And there might be moments that your body, it just needs a break.
Mm-hmm.
It was really interesting. I was telling Raisa a couple of days ago, I gave myself the experience of walking my talk. I was busy on the computer, and I had about four projects that needed attention. And all of a sudden, and this was very random for middle of the day, I just knew I needed to get into the bath. And it was very easy to talk myself out of it. Oh, no, I'll do it later when I get this. And I thought, wait a minute. What are we teaching our clients? What are we teaching those around us? It is to be mindful of what your body is needing at the moment. I got to give myself a little credit for doing that, because most times I just say, oh, I'll do it later. But I really did. And I think this show coming up was a beautiful reminder of, hey, how can you really invite people to do this if you're not doing it yourself? And I stopped and I got into the bath, and it was absolutely perfect. The energy shifted for me. It wasn't even I needed to relax. It was just I needed to shift the flow of energy that I was in. I could have been drawn to take a walk. I could have been drawn to just breathe. But it was the bath. It was all about being in the water for me. So that's also a way of nurturing, just being so present, you know what you need.
That's a good example. It doesn't necessarily make sense when it comes to the idea.
But right.
Afterwards, yeah, you can feel and sense how it shifts and things just flow from there. Yeah, and about pregnancy, I would like to say that it's not a competition.
Right.
When you're pregnant, you're not out there to show that you can accomplish more than anybody else. Pushing through when you need to rest, when your body really wants a break, it doesn't serve you. It doesn't serve your body either.
I really agree with that. And you even termed it pushing through. We hear this a lot. Push through the fatigue. Push through the pain.
Mm-hmm.
Push through the grief. Oh, my gosh. It is one of my least favorite things. Pushing through has that whole energy of force. It's the anti-allowing. Rather than pushing through something, can you be so present with yourself that you stop and you really feel into what you are needing in that moment? And, you know, people of childbearing years, they often feel that they're way too busy to stop. They they need to get to the office. They need to tend to others, or there's just a myriad of other tasks. And I understand that. I lived that life, so I understand that mindset when I was young. But no one is too busy to stop and take a few breaths of presence and nurture for themselves. You can be mindful of yourself even when you're busy. And so I think it really comes down to, can you create your own experience during pregnancy or whatever type of birthing you're going through? Can you do it your way without any regard for what others are doing? It's a very interesting for the young mothers now. They have something that I didn't have, which is social media. And it can be great. It can be a great place for connection and sharing of information, doing. And it really, really forces some people to feel that they're not doing enough or they're not doing it right. And so I guess when I work with my clients, and as the other doulas do as well, you know, we ask, can you be your own barometer? Can you yourself be the measure of what feels right for you in this unique experience that you are creating?
Yes. It really is the time to be the mother bear or the tiger mama, like we say.
Yes.
It's time to trust your instinct, trust yourself, and do what is best for you and your baby or whatever it is that you are birthing. It's not about others. It's about your unique experience. And you can create something really special, something beautiful, if you just allow. You allow yourself to have a different experience.
I absolutely agree with that. Those that are using a doulas are among those that are actually doing exactly what you're talking about, because they're bringing in a piece that's generally missing from the whole experience of pregnancy and childbirth. And they've connected with something, which is working with a doula, that is really supporting the experience that they're wishing to create. And I've worked with clients that have had other births but have found their way to me through all kinds of amazing twists and turns and referrals and everything, but somehow they found their way to me and the other doulas because they did want to do that. They wanted to create a whole new experience. When we doulas, when we introduce that nurturing part of conscious birthing, oh, it adds such a beautiful piece to this new experience. And my clients, I'd have to say, for the most part, they've been able to incorporate that nurture for self.
And that's great. But sometimes it can be a bit challenging, though.
Yes.
To that idea of nurturing. You have an experience of that, too, with one of your clients. Can you share something about that?
Sure. For one of my clients, this piece, particularly of turning attention to self, it was really challenging for her. She was great at taking care of everyone around her, and even her profession was one of caretaking. And we worked on this throughout her whole pregnancy. And I remember clearly in a meeting with her and her husband, and I was asking her, how is this going? How are you doing in nurturing yourself and turning attention to yourself? And she really broke down, and she said, I'm not doing well at all. And so I finally just looked at her, and I asked her, I said, if not now, then when will you ever be able to? That seemed to really resonate with her, and then she just, I could feel the shift, and she began to open up. And she did make some choices. I couldn't believe it. She let go of some things. She let go of some clients. She really did do the very best that she could to shift into a place where she finally got it, that it was tension to self first. Because when you're in a place of nurture for you first, then so much around her just took care of itself. So I would pose that same question to anyone who's having trouble turning attention to themselves and nurturing themselves, whether it's in pregnancy or any other type of birthing. If not now, then when?
That is an excellent question.
And there are some things that do get in the way.
What is it that creates resistance towards nurturing? Why? Why is it so difficult to accept sometimes for some people? Maybe not you, not the ones listening, but we all know some people who have difficulty to accept nurturing.
Sure.
Where does that resistance come from?
Well, it's different with different people, but for those of you that are familiar with aspects, consider that an aspect is presenting and is getting in the way. Perhaps the aspect carries the story that we've talked about of the super prego, and nothing is going to change you during this time. And this happens in it, whether pregnant or not, but perhaps there's an aspect that's afraid of failing, or are just not doing everything right. There can be an aspect, a part of you that says you're not worthy of your own attention. Or an aspect, and I see this all over the place, that tells you it's selfish to pay attention to yourself. And the other thing that I have found in working with particularly the younger mothers with pregnancy is they very clearly say what happens in the human experience, which is we often make the stories and beliefs of other people, we make them our own. One of my clients put it perfectly. She says, I just kind of went with what was around me, because she didn't have any of her own stories. She had not yet created her own stories. There may be a way that your family or friends have created their pregnancies, and like I said, because you haven't created your own, you've just made their stories yours. And you're a doula, we will always invite you to create your own experience. And then bring in that birthing team, that support team, that will support you in what you wish to create. Creating an experience in new energy birthing, or, you know, whether it's with a pregnancy or the bringing in the light body or whatever it is, it you give yourself this great experience of nurturing yourself and treating yourself in a compassionate way, and then it helps set up a lifelong pattern. It really, really can expand your awareness of what you're choosing in any moment, and then how can I nurture myself through all these experiences that I create?
Yes. Imagine the difference, not only in the life of the mother or the creator. Imagine the difference in the life of the child.
Yes.
The child that is coming in already has a parent or parents that have tuned into this soft, nurturing, and compassionate energy. They have a balance within themselves, and they can, so it's so much more easy to stay calm. Those who are parents know that it's not always so easy to stay calm when kids are misbehaving. And it can be a chaos. But when you have that compassion toward yourself, you can stay calm. And that gives, it's just an example to the children. And they learn it right from childhood. They learn to appreciate themselves. They learn to appreciate the other people. I think they can form a really healthy self-confidence. They learn to trust themselves. And then when they have children, it comes naturally, the nurturing, and they pass it on to their children. Just imagine the effect this can have.
Yes. Beautifully put.
And now, I think we can have another short break before we go into our grand finale.
Yes,
of
this,
a beautiful
this will be a
breathing experience. Yes.
Great. Just a very short break here. We've been talking about the Adulas. If you would like more information about the work of the Spiritual Adula, we invite you to visit our website at www.adulas.org. This is the website of the International Society of Adulas, where you can not only find helpful information, but you're going to find a directory there of Adulas from around the world. If you have any questions after visiting our site, please use the contact page. That was short. And I have lost Rita. And that's fine. She'll be calling back in. She calls in on Skype, and she is generally disconnected one time during the show, but she will come back in. What we would like to do is to end this episode with some breathing. And we've talked about the nurturing energies. We've talked about compassion. We would really like to just create an experience where you can really feel that for you. So wherever you are, whatever time of day, whatever day you are listening to this, it is all the same. I would invite you to take a nice, deep, and at the beginning of this show, the invitation went out to gather yourself. So I invite you to do that as well in this moment. Get comfortable wherever, perhaps you're lying down on the floor. Perhaps you're in a seat, it doesn't matter. Just take a moment and feel the breath. Notice the breath as it goes deeply in you. Let it sink slowly, slowly down. There is nothing of force in this breath, but it is simply opening a place within you. So I invite you to expand within you. You choose it, you breathe, and allow that expansion within you. The breath sinks effortlessly into that place within you. This is the conscious breath. This is the breath that says, I choose to be here in this moment just for me. This is the nurturing breath for you, where you show up just for you. So I invite you to breathe in the energies of I nurture me. I care for me in this breath. There are nurturing energies all around, some from the very earth itself. Can you, through the breath, breathe them into all that you are. Expand now yourself. Within you, you're staying very present in the body, but you're expanding all at the same time within you. Can you breathe and invite these nurturing energies to you? Breathe them in just for you. There is the beautiful energy of compassion. It is so strong and so gentle. It is acceptance for me, love for me, nurture for me. So you create within yourself this beautiful place of invitation. Perhaps for a child coming in, perhaps for soul, perhaps for the white body, perhaps for that creation, perhaps just for you, with you. Can you breathe all of this in to support you? I invite you to breathe also with your physical body. Can you be so present within your physical body? Can you breathe compassion for your physical body, nurture for your physical body, breathing in the awareness, my physical body is a beautiful aspect of me. It is my best partner in this lifetime. I will breathe compassion and nurture for my physical body, for my entire body of consciousness. The invitation goes out from you to you. Can I be with myself in this energy of nurture and compassion in this moment and in the next moment? Can I carry this with me? It's only a breath away to breathe compassion, nurture for me. Let it fill you. So much about birthing is invitation, invited in. It is abundant. It is there just for the choosing. So I invite you, feel this. What does this feel like? What does this nurture for me, compassion for me feel like? You can recreate it in a moment, in a breath. I invite you to bring it into your awareness just for you. Feel that space within you. It's a space of come, come. Nothing forced, just beautifully present within you. So I invite you just to continue this breath for a few moments. Find the rhythm of your own breath. It is unique. It is yours. You are the best to nurture you. You know exactly what you need. So I invite you now, either stay with this breath, or you can start to gather yourself back up. But I invite you to really connect with the feeling of nurture you. Just take a nice deep breath. About our show in this beautiful energy of nurture. On behalf of Rita and myself, we thank you for joining and invite all of you, either for yourself or the ones that you work with, to really feel nurture and compassion for you. We will see you again next month. Thank you again for joining us. Until next time.
You've been listening to the Awakening Zone Radio Network, offering insights and inspiration for our evolving consciousness.